How do you prepare for the greatest event in human history? Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'm excited to welcome you to Fraser 365. In this study, we're asking what it looks like to truly and thoroughly prepare ourselves for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is our hope that you come to a deeper knowledge of the gospel as we're challenged and encouraged in the days to come.
You're listening to Day 38 of Preparation for Resurrection. Today's title is His Love Endures Forever. Jerry Bridges said, God's unfailing love for us is an objective fact affirmed over and over in the Scriptures. It's true whether we believe it or not. Our doubts did not destroy God's love, nor does our faith create it. It originates in the very nature of God, who is love, and it flows to us through our union with His beloved Son. Our text today is Psalm 118, 1 through 2. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, His steadfast love endures forever. Psalm 118 is an incredible psalm that is bookended with the reminder that God's love endures forever. The psalm was Martin Luther's favorite psalm. He wrote, This is my psalm, my chosen psalm. I love them all. I love all Holy Scripture, which is my consolation in my life. But this psalm is nearest to my heart, and I have a peculiar right to call it mine. It has saved me from many a pressing danger, from which nor emperor, nor kings, nor sages, nor saints could have saved me. It is my friend, dearer to me than all the honors and power of the earth. Psalm 118 reminds us that every day is a wonderful day to reflect on God's love. Stephen Cole shares the following discussion on his great psalm. The opening and closing verses of the psalm are identical and state the theme, Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His loving kindness is everlasting. Then, the psalmist calls upon three groups to repeat the refrain. His loving kindness is everlasting. Israel is a call to the nation as a whole to praise God for His enduring love. The house of Aaron calls to the priests who served at the temple to praise God for His everlasting love. You who fear the Lord zeroes in on those whose religion was not merely cultural, as with the Jews, nor ritualistic or routine, as the priest's religion may easily have become, but real and personal. In other words, all of us need to be stirred up to give thanks to the Lord, not only when He is good to us, but also because He is good and His loving kindness is everlasting. When we go through difficult trials, the Lord is good, and His loving kindness is everlasting. His very nature is good, and He is especially good to His covenant people who fear Him. As Paul states, there's absolutely nothing, including tribulation, persecution, or even death, which can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Underlying these verses and the entire psalm is the experience of God's salvation. If a fierce enemy is attacking you and about to prevail, you need God to save you. But such deliverance is only a picture of our spiritual condition. Because of our sin, we are all children of wrath. Under God's condemnation, we are one heartbeat away from judgment and eternal punishment. And so salvation, being rescued from God's judgment, is the greatest need of every person. When through faith in Jesus Christ as one who bore your punishment, God saves you, His loving kindness should become your continual song. The word love in Psalm 118, 1 through 2 is the Hebrew word chesed, also spelled hesed. This word translates to loving kindness, mercy, or conventional love. It appears frequently in the Hebrew Bible and carries profound significance regarding God's relationship with humanity. Chesed describes God's unwavering commitment to his covenants with his people. This love is characterized by loyalty, reflecting the idea that God remains faithful to his promises and relationships. The concept of chesed embodies God's generosity and grace. It emphasizes that God offers love and blessings unconditionally as a gift. Several biblical passages highlight chesed love as transformative, having the power to shape lives and foster a sense of hope and renewal. Chesed, therefore, represents a profound understanding of God's love as both relational and active, consistently inviting believers into a deeper relationship with him. Now, here are some questions to consider today. Since his love is steadfast, how can you consistently focus on God's love? In what ways does God's love cause you to give him thanks? How does God's chesed love, being covenantal, encourage you today? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.